This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
I do appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-732-5563. Lots happening tonight. Xander Gibb will join us, as he does every week. Help me kick off the week and get it right. Got to get it right. Had a lot of crazy stories. And, you know, when they say there's a country divided, man, they're not kidding. What went down yesterday with Comey? If you think about how they can sit in a testimony and listen, NBC, you know, CBS, ABC, EFG, EHIJK, whatever, all these networks sitting down listening to this. But I think it's hilarious that they walk away with two totally different thought processes as to what happened. And there are people on the left that think that Comey nailed Trump, nailed President Trump. It couldn't be further from the truth. And if you think about it, okay, look, from a, and look, I'm not 100% on either side. Well, actually, I'm not 100% on the right, because some of these people are just spewing the same old party line, and that's always made me crazy. But we learned that Trump was never under investigation three times. I mean, he said it. Comey actually said it. Right? Trump didn't obstruct justice. You should have heard some of the stuff that I was listening to today. I don't know what hearing these people were listening to. No idea. Not one that I was watching. So Trump didn't obstruct justice. Trump didn't collude with Russia. That's a gimme. Even, my God, even, what's his name, on MSNBC. Chris Matthews, he agrees. Now, what I loved was there was a Democratic strategist on. He was on several stations, and he was screaming that the elections were hacked. It was proved that the elections were hacked, and that the elections and we don't know who voted for who. And I'm thinking that is a brand new one. I haven't heard that one yet. Can somebody send me a link to proof that the elections were actually hacked? Because I haven't heard that one yet. Loretta Lynch pressured Comey to cover up for Hillary Clinton. We heard that in plain, simple English. Have there been any indictments? I mean, is anybody going after that? What's the deal? I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. This is crazy. There was ample evidence to put Hillary in jail, but Comey chose not to pursue it. I mean, think about this. He was playing the top legal dog in the country. Now, the Democrats no longer have the right to scream, Russia, 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 every time Trump tries to do something. The Russian story is dead, but the Democrats will keep pushing it. With absolutely no proof whatsoever, they'll keep pushing it. I'm constantly amazed at the fact that we had all this evidence against Hillary, and nothing went down. The Dems were quick to say, see, there's nothing here, nothing here, nothing here, move it along. Which is so not true. You want to talk about more crazies? The other day, the Nashville mayor, Megan Berry, she issued a statement criticizing President Trump's withdrawal from the Paris Climate Agreement, which in effect declared that as mayor, she'll not be bound to Article 1, Section 10 of the United States Constitution, will she? Which prohibits state governments specifically, and metropolitan governments within the states by extension, for entering into any treaty alliance or confederation. So that means that Hawaii and California also are not adhering to the Constitution. But that's okay, because the Dems make it up as they go along. And it seems to be okay for them. So it's not okay for us. It's a dual standard. Let me start a whole series of, you know, dual standards, you know, chapter one, dual standard. I mean, every one of these things they come up with that they think they can do and get away with. The United States of America should be a global leader in addressing the dire impact of climate change on our civilization. And it's very disappointing that President Trump does not see that. As a member of the Global Covenant of Mayors for Climate and Energy, I am committed to meeting the goals of the Paris Agreement by reducing our greenhouse gas emissions and working with corporations and citizens to do the same, even if the president is not. There's too much at stake for cities not to lead on this issue, and Nashville will. You know, oh yeah. In 2016, I see if I can get this out, Mayor Berry formed the Livable Nashville Committee, comprised of leaders in the Nashville public, private, environment, academic, philanthropic sectors. And she is going through to try to make it a cleaner city. Now, here's the thing about this. The World Health Organization deemed that we are the cleanest country, the least polluting country on the planet, with the exception of two other countries that are smaller than us for our size. Right? I don't get it. How much more cleaning can we do? Yeah, I'm sure there's more that we can do, but not at the major. I mean, they make this sound like, you know, it's imminent. It's right around the corner. And it's not. And it's not true. And it's not right. Talk about who the real fearmongers are. Who are they? Who are the real fearmongers here? Mongers? Mongers. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Our buddy Xander Gibb will join me after the first break. But, you know, again, they're going mad. They're actually losing their minds. When you talk about Hawaii, the governor of Hawaii signing the pact, the Paris Accord, and then you have Governor Moonbeam Freaktoid from California actually going to China to make an agreement with him that's non-binding, that means absolutely nothing to use for toilet paper. Maybe Xander Gibb can calm me down after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Seriously. We'll be right back.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back.
I'm back. I don't know if you are.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time to... Yeah.
See, if I could sing like that, I would.
Well,
maybe I wouldn't. I don't know.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're with me so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, or that Facebook thingy, whatever it is up there. You can watch live there as well. And I want you to buy my book, though, The Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate over the last 8 years. And you don't have to. I love what's going on right now. I really do, because I think the true colors of a particular party is showing. And speaking of loving what's going on, I always like when he's on with me every weekend, or to kick off the weekend with me. Xander Gibb joins me, the man, the myth, the legend. Do you still call yourself the queen of all of New York media?
No, not anymore.
The mogul of all of New York media? The mogul of the East Coast media. Zan the man. I wouldn't have thought that. Zan the man. But that's That sounds like a Dr. Seuss book, though, doesn't it? I'm sorry.
No.
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 It doesn't? Okay. I'm glad.
No. I don't like hot sauce, of course, of course.
Okay. Hey, I gotta ask you. Did you do a story this week about the gay pro Trump group that got banned from a pro gay pride party or the gay
tonight.
Pride party? Gay pride parade. God, I'll get it out of me.
Yeah.
I mean, did you have to go take a drink because you thought you were in an alternate universe?
Well,
or what?
I had to scratch my head because let's break this down basically because the LGBT organizers of gay pride in Charlotte, North Carolina, basically refused for the gays for Trump to have a float and a stand at gay pride because they support Donald Trump. And I'm like, but they're gay. You know, look at what happened in New York City. Wasn't it the Puerto Rican Day Parade?
Yeah.
The gays were refused because they weren't Puerto Rican. That's absolutely fair, but they're gay. Let them be involved in the gay pride parade.
Yeah, but wait a minute. The head of the parade, I read this further on, and the person that runs the parade said he's looking forward to the day when the LGBT community, LGBTQ, ABC, whatever you call it, community, yeah, is fully accepted in every way, without discrimination at these events. And I'm thinking, wow. Did he listen to himself? Did he actually read out loud what he wrote?
I guess he didn't. But the thing is, here's the thing for me. You know, the LGBT community, I can't say it because it's too long and it's Friday night. The gay community, let's just call it that because that's what it always was and what it always
will
be.
Wait a minute. No, wait a minute. I'm told that because I'm not gay, I can't call it the gay community.
Well, I'm gay, and I'm telling you can call it whatever you like.
Thank you.
You can call it the unicorn automobile.
I'm getting a pass. I'm getting a pass tonight. Go for it.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. You can be. You know what, Joe? I am gay, so you can be an honorary gay anytime you like. So you can say whatever you please.
That'll work out well with some people that really would go through the roof. That should hit the newsstands tomorrow. Go ahead. So anyway, no. Tell me what you were going to say about how odd this whole thing is.
Well, the reason it's odd for me because the LGBT demands equality, and then it's discriminating against its own. You know, the thing is about the LGBT community is that it's just become so politicized. You know, this was all going well until the lesbians came along and turned it into a political organization and, you know, wanted to point out discrimination. You know, we want three types of toilet seats and, you know, the door has to be, a differential color or it's offensive. You know, that's how bad it actually got. But to turn gay people down because of their political affiliations, that's discrimination. And I, you know, I'm not usually for all this suing, but this group are going to sue, and I think good for them.
Yeah, I do find all this quite amusing most of the time. But did you hear it? Now, there's another thing on the stand that hit today. You ready for this one? Gender-neutral beer. Did you hear about this? So attendees at this year's New York City Pride March will be able to celebrate the event with gender-neutral beer. It's a Brooklyn-based three brewing plan on capitalizing on the thirsty members of the LGBT. They left out the Q. Ooh, community.
Oh.
Maybe they'll get sued. It is called gender neutral beer. The flavor will debut at a human rights gender neutral party. Why do we have to call everything out with the label? I mean, isn't the left, don't they want to be label-less? They're the ones always screaming that we shouldn't be labeled, we shouldn't be using terms. They come up with terms that the right couldn't even think of.
Well, it's kind of like there's a whole dichotomy and a double standard with the LGBT nowadays, because it's a case of do as I say, not as I do. You know, they say we don't want labels, but, you know, they're telling us how to refer to them. You know, by the way, you have to in future refer to me as His Royal Highness, the Unicorn King, okay? Because otherwise, it's discriminate not to agree to address me as I request. Obviously, I'm being silly, but...
No, I know, but we're seeing it on every college campus in the country where these little snowflakes decided that whatever they decide to be called, however they want to be addressed, is the way you have to do it. And God forbid you can't say it right, or you don't understand, or you furrow your brow a little bit going, it doesn't sound right. You're a hater, period.
Yeah, well, even I'm a hater, and I'm supposedly part of the community.
I know, isn't it great?
I don't agree with gay marriage, therefore I must be homophobic. But, like, I'm gay, so how can I be homophobic, you know?
I love it. It is proof that the Mayans were right. The world didn't end in December of 2012. It just started spinning in the opposite direction, and nothing we know is truth. Is truth that, well, it's truth. It's just whacked now. That's all there is to it.
I blame the Russians.
Yeah, well, so who did I have on last night? Sam Sorbo. And she says, we're going to get to the point. She's going to start off every one of the things going, it's Russia, Russia, Russia. And right away, I went to the Brady Bunch going, yeah, that could catch on. Seriously. And there's a T-shirt. Go ahead, make that one up. I want
10%. Yeah, it is really concerning, you know, because after watching as much as of that yesterday as I could stand, it was like, my gosh, you know, it kind of, I don't want to get spiritual on you, Joe, but it was kind of like God intervened. It was kind of like God said, enough of this Russian BS, you know, leave my guy alone, you know.
Oh,
let my Donald go.
You know what? This I can tell where this is going already. Where's my flushing sound? When we come back, though, I want to talk a little bit about Comey. I don't, you know, there's 3,000 other shows talking about this today, and depending on what side of the aisle, isn't it funny that depending on what side of the aisle you were on would depend on how you saw the thing play out. You talk about partisanship like crazy. That man could have sat there and even if he said, and Comey, I mean, here we have a coward who can't stand up for himself. And even if he had said no, not one time did Donald specifically ask me to drop it. They still wouldn't have heard those words. Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk to you about the Christian soccer player who refused to wear a gay pride jersey and just simply withdrew from the national team. She said, I don't hate. It's just something I'm not comfortable doing. And they came down on her big time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back with Xander Gibb in just a few minutes.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family-owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product at a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop from which there is no escape.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with us. On the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And, Friday could end up being anything, people. I don't know what to tell you. We'll just see what happens. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting and be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Be forewarned, if you head into one of our chat rooms, we have one, live one on the realside.com, that's the realside.com, and or if you head up to the one at the on the Facebook feed, and you're just going to jump in there and be nasty. I don't know. It's like sticking your foot in a red ant, one of those little red ant hills. And if you get stung, don't be a snowflake. You know what I'm saying? We want to rehabilitate the snowflakes. We just don't want to pound on you for no reason. So don't give us a reason. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Xander Gibb joins me as he does every week. I always have such a good time with him when he's on the show. Xander, thanks for being with me.
It is always a pleasure, Joe.
You've got a book and a show. I'm sure it'll be a movie someday and the Broadway play eventually. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The book is called The Boy from Beyond the Ice House, and it's a semi-autobiographical, and it talks about my journey into life and faith. And, the Ice House was this derelict building that they turned into a Christian center, and my life just changed. You know, this Jewish kid being told that Jesus loved him, and my life was changed forever. How can Jesus love me?
Jesus doesn't love Jewish kids. Don't you know that? What's wrong with you?
Yes, he does love the Jewish kids. The Democrats he doesn't love.
That's
they're not real people, you know.
Oh, God. You know, it's really funny. I had somebody say, and all I could do, this guy's been poking me for years. And he says he actually blamed me. He said, and he's blamed me once before. We did a story about a guy that raped a four-year-old. And I did the story, and I was leaning into the guy. And then I said, it's this attitude, it's this socialist, open attitude that anything goes and what have you, and we don't curtail anything. Well, he blamed me for the rape of that child. So today, he goes on Facebook, and it was something. I wanted to go after him, but I just knew in my spirit, I go, you know, this is not going to work. He just hates me. And he's saying, because of people like me, the suicide rate of transgenders is on the rise because of the hate that I spew and the love that I won't show them. And I have no right calling myself a Christian because I'm doing nothing but the devil's work. And he calls himself a Christian. I wanted to pound him back and say, look, where's your love? How are you trying to turn me around? Where's the love of Christ in what you had to say? I didn't say any of that, though. It was nice.
Did you work on the DNC campaign then?
Yeah, I was one of Hillary's right-hand men, if you know what I'm saying. Anyhow. No, really, seriously, it is amazing how... Now, he is a Democrat, a professing Christian, and has nothing nice to say about anybody who actually wants to live out the will of Christ. Nothing. So I find that amazing. And I just decided it's one of the few times on Facebook where I decided not to go after somebody and just rip them up. Even scripturally. I could have tore him apart scripturally. But he wasn't interested. He was simply interested in spewing hate.
I tend to save that for Twitter. You know, I'm much more...
I know, you are very good in Twitter, I got to tell you.
I don't get a lot of likes, but I get a lot of attention. But you know, I'm not there to get likes. I'm there to pay to make a difference.
And I love the people that you poke to. I always get a kick. I go, uh-oh, who's he going after now?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So
rhinos, beware.
No. Well, not just rhinos. I mean, these morons that keep coming out. You know, why is it that people who think, entertainer types, think that they know more than we are, they're smarter than we are, we should listen to them? Is it because they have money? You know, Kathy Griffin, I had to roll around laughing. I found out yesterday she's worth $22 million, and she's been ruined. Sarah, I'll tell you what, you could ruin me for $10 million. How's that? I'm good.
You broke me, Donald! you broke me!
All the way to the bank. Anyway.
I think the worst of it is that they encourage other people to share their disdain. That's what bothers me. But what I'm actually loving is the fact that these people that are doing this are actually seeing the commercial ramifications of their over-politicizing. You know, because why do you want to watch someone that's trash your president? Why do you want to buy their book? Why do you want to see their show? You know, the guy was fired from CNN today, whose name escaped me.
Yeah. Don't give him any space, yeah.
Some Muslim named guy. So I just tweeted him and I said, oh, maybe you and Kathy Griffin will now be able to do the New Year's Eve show on Al Jazeera.
Yeah. Oh, God, that was great. Well, you know, it was funny. Did I play that for you? Did you see the Kathy Griffin acceptance speech? She was at some award and she basically cursed Jesus. She said, Jesus has had nothing to do with you. Suck it, Jesus, right?
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, what if she said, suck it, Muhammad? Right?
There would be apologies and like, you know, statues would be bleeding and everything.
That's what I mean. They don't care about us. Why should we care about? They don't care about us. There's nothing there that says, okay, there's a respect all the way across the board. That equality that they keep talking about, it's a line of crap. Because they don't really mean equality. They mean control. Whatever they believe to be truth is truth, and we get in line, and that's what makes us equal to them when we get in line with their way of thinking. Don't you agree?
I totally agree, and they don't like it when you give it back to them. And that's my job. That's part of my role in life, you know. Because when you're a comedian, it's your role to push the line and to cross the line, according to Kathy Griffin, that is.
Yeah, but I don't care what anybody says. There is a line. In my mind, there is a line. There's certain things...
There is.
That's just not right to do. I want to get your take on this. The Christian soccer player who refused to wear the gay pride jersey, and rather than make a big deal out of it, she just she wanted to just withdraw from the team to let the team do what they wanted to do. So the soccer,
right.
Her name was Jaylene Hinkle, and she withdrew herself from the U.S. soccer team. I mean, think about this. Think about how hard she worked to get there, right? And she made a decision on her own. It was announced that the squad would be wearing rainbow-colored gay pride jerseys in their upcoming game. You know, and this is where some people think I just hate gay people. And I go, what does soccer have to do? You know, I don't even want them wearing breast cancer awareness or couples week or Black Pride Month or whatever we celebrate on a regular basis. Sports are sports. Can we just move on? And so she cited personal reason for refusal to play. The star proudly declared Colossians 3:23, and she says, whatever you do, do it heartily as unto the Lord. So she said, this is my life. This is what I live. And I'm not going to run around wearing a gay pride shirt. It's just not me, and it's not what I believe. And why should she be persecuted over this? She didn't say anything hateful towards anybody other than, it's not what I want to do, so I'm just going to bow out gracefully. Are you okay with that?
I'm totally okay with it because, you know, this is the thing for me. You know, I'm before anything else, I'm a Christian. When I get up in the morning, I'm not Xander the gay person. I'm not Xander the TV presenter or the radio presenter or the singer. I'm a Christian, and first and foremost, I have to be right before God, and everything else has to take a backseat. Even my sexuality. You know, I'm very open about the fact that I'm celibate as a response to my faith, and some people don't get that, and even that's homophobic for some, which I still can't get my head around. You know, it's like I choose to live a certain way to honor God and be right before God, and that's my choice to do so. But, you know, even if that wasn't my choice and I was living a different way, that would still be between me and God, you know?
Oh, yeah, look at you choose to live celibate because of religious beliefs. Vice President Spence chose to not to have dinner alone with women or have meetings alone with women. The left ridicules him, and the right says, you know, based on how the left attacks us, and everything is a dark cloud of some kind. But he's not doing it for political reasons. He's doing it because, from a biblical standpoint, we're supposed to avoid the very appearance of evil. So he knows about the temptations. He knows what could take place. Why put his family and his God through that? And the left sees this as a bad thing. I mean, truly, it's almost truly like if it's a good moral thing, they're against it. And I'm not trying to, painting with a broad brush. That's how I feel.
And for the record, Joe, I love the Temptations. I've got everything they did on vinyl.
I love them, too. I play them at night sometimes when I'm doing some of the work around here. What happened to that music, Xander?
I don't know.
I
don't know.
I know. They're going to call me racist now, but I love the black group. The black groups. They were always in sync. They always had great voices. The white guys were terrible. You know, white guys should never get involved in music like that. I'm sorry. Just, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All that white privilege just to stop you being a good singer right there.
Pat Boone doing a little Richard song should require jail time. You know what I'm saying? We got to go for a break.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Mancini, your host. You listen to The Real Side. For those of you during a break, go get Tutti Frutti by Pat Boone, and you're going to be rolling around laughing. We'll be back in a minute. Xander Gibb joins me. You're listening to The Real Side. Don't go far.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022. Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
We are back.
Well, I'm back.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. This is the good music. This was the good stuff. I'm telling you. This stuff today, I don't know. I sound like my father. I actually sound like my grandfather. That's even worse. I'm Joe Bassini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there. And, you know, and buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible Thumping White Guy, all the stuff you've been taught to hate from the, what I believe to be truly is the hating labelers. They gave me those labels, and frankly, I am proud of them. Look, I can't do anything about my whiteness. You deal with that, right? Just like black people used to say, other people say, you know what, it is the color of my skin. Deal with it. As far
You're
as,
white?
Yeah, you didn't know?
You're white?
I'm a little olive.
I wouldn't have come on the show if I'd known you were white. Where's that mute button?
Hey, watch it, white boy. I've seen your skin color, my friend.
God, I'm the whitest guy you know.
Yeah, you're like basement white is what you are, you know?
Yeah, I am.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sure you got you got those daddy beach legs. You know what I'm talking about there, too, right?
Let's not go there. It's not that kind of shirt, Joe.
Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, you brighten up the place. Anyway, but all those things, they label us. And I love it because they don't want to be labeled. They don't want us talking that way. They don't want us putting labels on people. But think about it. They do all the labeling. So it's by the way, that voice you hear in the background is Xander Gibb. Xander has his own show every day. Xander, tell people how they can find your show.
Everything's at XanderGibb.com. The show is actually on Facebook Live right now, 5 Pacific, 7 Central, 8 Eastern. Make sure you come and join us. Come and join us on the live feed, and we're right before Joe's show. So you can, after my show, you could go grab a cup of tea and come and listen to the real side. Or whiskey, whatever. We'll play a drinking game next week on my show.
It's that English thing coming out in you, isn't it? Anyway, go ahead.
It totally is. It always does on Friday night. But before we move on, very quickly, I want to say you're absolutely right about the label thing. Because I had a to-do on Twitter, which is so unlike me, with this TV presenter called Joy Ann Reed, who happens to be black. But I think her mother should have called her Sorrow, because her whole timeline is kind of like anti-Trump. And she was saying, Donald Trump was the one that started the birther movement. And I said, actually, dear, you're wrong. It was Hillary Clinton on her first presidential campaign. And so she said, you're a racist. I was like, wait, I'm a racist for telling you that it wasn't Donald Trump that started the birther campaign. It was Hillary. She said, yes, you're a racist. And then she started some targeted harassment, got all of her people to tweet me and tell me I was racist. And I was like, you know, this is CNN for you. CNN only employ people with mental health problems, clearly.
Well, it's,
and they consequently fired them.
But
Kathy Griffin and the other guy that got fired today.
But this is so true. You know, I've been saying it for a long time. 10 years ago, 12 years ago, if somebody called you a racist, you myself, whatever, homophobe, whatever, you'd have to stop and say, "Oh my God, what am I saying or putting out there that leads people to believe that I'm thinking like that? Because that's not cool." Nowadays, you say if they call you a racist or a homophobe, Islamophobe, you go, "Hey, okay, my message is getting across," because it doesn't mean what it used to mean. To me, when somebody looks at me today from the left and calls me a racist, I go, "Oh, in other words, you didn't understand the conversation and it's upsetting to you because I must be saying something against your political party view, and so therefore I'm a racist." And you have no clue to what that means, right?
Well, it's totally the easiest go-to because there was someone calling me a racist in one of the live feeds on one of the shows, and my ex, who happens to be a black guy, texted me and said, "So are you a racist now, Xander?" And we laughed about it because obviously, if I've had a relationship with a black person, I've got to be racist.
Yeah,
share my home with a black person.
Well, you were just trying to get over your racism, and that's why you dated a black guy. Don't you know that?
It was
and then you couldn't stand it anymore.
It was a scientific study.
God. Yeah, when you hear some of the stuff they come up with, right? Did you hear that black woman that was on Tucker Carlson, right? She was a BLM person. And she said it was white people were losing their minds, but they couldn't stand that the blacks were having their own celebration on the graduation thing. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm not black, and people say I don't have a right to say this, but you know what? Martin Luther King did not take a bullet for you to segregate yourselves again. The man taught his whole life and put himself in harm's way to not be segregated so that everybody would be the same. And you're doing exactly the opposite of human rights, and they think it's human rights. We are backwards. We have a problem in this country.
Totally.
Oh.
Totally. I mean, I definitely think this guy would turn in his grave. I think that this all of this totally goes against what he was teaching, what he was trying to do, but the sad thing is that this is all from the left, and it's almost as though they send a bulletin out each week with some recommended responses. If they disagree with you when you're gay, you're homophobic. If they disagree with you when you're black, it's because you're black, so they're racist. And I have to scratch my head. You know, I don't like a certain kind of ice cream, and a black person doesn't, because I disagree with them on my taste in ice cream. I'm racist. I mean, I might be, I might be dairyophobic, but definitely not racist.
Well, that's really what it boils down to again. I'm sad that the words don't mean anything. So when you're having a conversation with somebody, even an honest one with two people, these words have no meaning anymore. So you almost don't even know what to use. It's craziness going somewhere to happen, don't you think? I mean, just not.
Yeah, I definitely do. Because now my general response is when people say you're a racist, they go, oh, thanks. Thanks so much, you know. Because they don't know where to go from that. Because usually it's to kind of, you know, initiate a response from you. And if they don't get the response that they want, they generally kind of, they're stumped. Because the bullet doesn't tell them what to say next. You know, if the person calls you a racist and you say, oh, thank you, the bullet doesn't say what to say after that. You know, it only goes so far.
So let's switch a little bit here because I think you'll enjoy this one. Did you hear the story about the 8-year-old kid? It was an 8-year-old girls soccer team. And they were disqualified from play. And what news, now if you look at the picture of, let me see, she looks like a cute little girl. She has her hair, but she has that really short, what do you call that when the hair is totally short like that? That pixie cut or, right, something along those lines, right? And a lot of little girls have those things. Some little girls have a lot of, you know, long hair or the short hair. So what they said was, they said that she was disqualified because of her short hair. Okay, which had overtones to, you know, transgenderism kind of stuff. So they made a big deal out of something that just wasn't real. And when you get down and you get to the people that run the soccer teams in Nebraska soccer, people that are running Nebraska soccer, you get to, and I'm not ESPN, and I'm not Time, and I'm not some of these big, and it doesn't take a whole bunch to figure out or to find out that it was because they didn't put the information in. They didn't get their forms in on time and properly.
Right.
All right. So how is that? And I'm sorry. I some people out there going, oh my God, you didn't let the kids play because the forms were wrong. This is a learning lesson for these kids. This is a learning point where these kids can understand. Look, you've got to play by the rules. Oh my God, you got to play by the rules. You got to have the proper paperwork. You do it right, and you get to play, and you get to have a good time. If you don't do it wrong, and you're lazy about it, you don't pay attention. You don't get to play. I mean, why? First of
I
all,
think we're almost,
yeah. Go ahead.
We're almost setting our kids up for failure because you know when I was at school, if you didn't run the fastest, you didn't get a prize. You know there was first, second, and third, and you were lucky if there was a second and third. You know there was never a situation when I was at school when everybody got a prize. And what we're doing is we're actually setting our kids up for failure. You know, kids need to learn how it feels to win or not be first. Because I don't know about you, Joe, but that encouraged me to try harder to be able to be first.
Oh, it did with me too. Look at when you're not chosen first, when you're the last pick on the team, it makes you stop and think. I have to try harder. I have to run faster. I have to do things better. But what some parents have done, or a lot of parents have done now, is turned that around and said, you're making little Johnny or little Mary feel bad, and that's not right, and everybody should get the same amount of time to play, no matter what their abilities are. And you're going, no, that's not right. You've got to work at the work. Oh, my God. Did I say that? Did I swear? You've got to work for these things. And apparently,
apologies to anybody listening. You know, we don't all truck with Joe using that word usually. And apologies to the network.
It's just so bad. We are weakening. Look around us. Look at what's going on in colleges. I know people are going to get upset with me, but you know we are raising a group of wimps. We are raising a group of people that are dependent on the government, dependent on people around them to survive, and it's wrong. It's not what made this country great, right?
But it's the liberalization of America. Everybody gets a prize. Everybody gets included. Everybody is wonderful and fabulous. But that's not the way that it is in the real world.
No.
You know, you don't work in the corporate field and then say, well, your sales figures are down this month, Xander, but we're still going to give you your bonus. They'll be like, dude, if your sales figures are not up next month, you'll be signing on unemployment.
That's right. We're going to give you a flyer with the directions to the unemployment office. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Do not pass go. Do not collect your bonus.
Yeah, but you'll make them feel bad. You don't really want to do that, right? No? Okay. So here, my next story, we're out of time with you, so I'm going to do this without being able to let people know. Look, here's how it works, people. Facebook kind of requires us to restart at the top every hour, okay? So you're just going to have to deal with it and restart at the top of the hour along with us. But I'm going to come back, and when we come back, we're going to do, there are safe spaces being created in California, now, not for religious reasons, but for kids to have a safe space to shoot up. I'm Joe Messina, your host, just in the Real Side on GCN Live. If that doesn't bring you back, nothing will. We'll see you in just a few minutes.